朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我今天早上来的时候已经喉咙哑了。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. I already lost my voice this morning.
刚才为了顺服威廉，我大喊一声，更没有声音了。
But in order to obey William, I shouted, and now I lost even more voice.
我的父亲中听了，我也中听了，我家的老狗也中听了。
And I, not only that, my father has hearing loss. I do have hearing loss too, and also the old dog in my house.
我们神永远不中听啊。
But our God doesn't have hearing loss.
但是他还是喜欢我们 shout to him.
He just enjoys to hear our shouting.
所以我想今天是父亲节，我们除了感谢我们在做父亲的。
Today's Father's Day, and we so appreciate fathers in our midst.
我们特别感谢天上的父。
We especially appreciate our heavenly Father.
今天播饼也好，唱诗也好，就觉得好像跟天上的爸爸特别亲近。
Today during the communion and worship, I just feel so close to our Father in heaven.
虽然我们身上有这么多的软弱。
Yes, we have so many weaknesses.
虽然我们也常常犯罪得罪了他。
And we often sin against him.
但是他是用永远的爱爱我们。
But he loves us with everlasting love.
好像没有一个爱像这个爱永远不改变。
There's no love like this love that never changes.
我昨天已经收到从于师母来的 Father's Day 的礼物哈，爸爸节的礼物。
I already got a Father's Day present from Sister Nancy.
你们猜是什么
？Guess what that is?
啊
？Sports car， 一个跑车。
可以 goes to 200 within 10 seconds. 那是磅秤，那不是跑车。
That's a weight scale, not a sports car that can go from 0 to 200.
他昨天说送我一个生日礼物，就是帮我理头发。
Father's Day gift， 不是生日礼物，
Haircut.
父亲节礼物。
哦，父亲节 ，I'm sorry.
So she gave me a Father's Day gift. That's she cut my hair.
所以你看我还像模像样的，你们还认得出我来，表示他还很尊重我这个做头的哈。
See now I look pretty good, because, so it shows that she really respect me as the head of the house.
今天我们要讲的题目是我两个礼拜前要讲的。
Actually, today I'm going to preach a sermon that I was supposed to preach 2 weeks ago.
所以纲要是 recycle 还是照用哈？上面日期写6月1号，但是是我今天才补讲。
That's why we recycle the program sheet and you see the wrong date on it.
只有那个要改，其他不要改。
So just change the date. Everything else stay the same.
因为这个题目实在非常的重要，讲到做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
This message is so important that husbands ought to love your wives.
所以我想大家都记得于师母曾经讲过这个题目，我自己听得非常感动哈。
So we all remember that Pastor Nancy preached the same message and we all were very moved.
那我们在座有很多年轻的，尤其今天还有高中生在这里。
We have many young people, even high school.
请你们相信我，这篇信息对你们一样重要。
Please believe me that this message is just as important for you.
我们花了很多时间预备自己成为 engineer, 成为律师，成为 doctor.
So we have spent so many years to prepare ourselves to be a good engineer, lawyers or doctors.
但是我们却很少真正花功夫来预备我们的孩子，预备我们自己，怎么样子成为人生中最重要的角色。
But we hardly spend any effort to prepare ourselves or even our children to play this the most important role in our life.
怎么当父亲，怎么当丈夫，怎么当妻子，怎么样当妈妈啊
？So how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be a wife, how to be a mother.
所以我希望年轻的孩子们，你们也听，让你们将来的下半生你自己都会非常的享受跟蒙福的。
So we hope that young people will pay attention to it, so that the second part of your life will be benefit.
另外就是我今天讲这个题目，第一个我决定不是婚姻专家，你们知道我不是啊。
First of all, I'd like to clarify that I'm not marriage expert. You all know that.
我只是想把大家带回到圣经，带回到起初。这个婚姻的 designer 神怎么说
？I just want to bring everyone back to the beginning, back to the to the Bible to see what the designer of marriage says.
那第二个我要特别在这里强调的就是我个人在整个这个婚姻的生活里面我觉得我地方有太多的地方我需要成长了。
And I also want to clarify that in my own marriage, there's so much room for me to grow.
如果在我今年不久以后要结婚32周年哈，在我前面20多年里面。
So pretty soon I'm going to celebrate my 32nd marriage anniversary.
And
the first 20 years of my marriage.
我一直暗暗的得意，我是一个很好的丈夫，是一个很好的爸爸。
I was actually secretly proud of myself, thinking I'm such a great husband and father.
那别人这样夸奖我的时候呢，我也微笑接纳。
So when people praise me for that, I smile and accept it.
如果有人批评我的话，我一定会反驳的。
If someone criticizes me, I will sure talk back.
但是当我的儿子进到青少年，逐渐长大以后啊
，But then when my sons enter into teenager and teenage years and they started to grow up,
啊，我就发现我的爱非常的不够。好，我这个人还是非常非常的自私。
Then I realized how limited my love is and how selfish I am.
可能在他们人生很多 struggle 的时候，最困难的时候，或者需要管教的时候，我觉得我没有做到一个父亲该做的事。我不是说他们不好，好，你们千万不要误会。
I'm not saying that my sons are not good, but when they were going through the struggles, I feel that I failed in many ways to help.
那么当最近几年服侍特别重，压力各方面的这个担子越来越重的时候，我才发现很多的地方我没有扮演好我非常重要的角色。
Especially in the recent years when I was overwhelmed with the services, I realized that I did not play the most important role very well.
所以我今天决定不是站在一个高高的角色来教训弟兄姊妹，好吗
？So today I'm not standing at a high position to talk down and to teach you.
我跟你们在做很多做父亲的、做丈夫的事一样，我们一起在基督的学校做门徒。
I'm just the same as everyone here who are husbands and fathers that were disciples in the school of Christ.
我曾经讲过 ，the biggest room is the room to grow. 好，就是最大的空间是成长的空间。
I often tell you that the biggest room for us is the room to grow.
那尤其做丈夫、做妻子、做父亲、做母亲，我们永远都可以长进的。
Especially in the roles of being a father, husband, And the wives and mother, we have always have room to grow.
这么多年服侍以后，我越来有一个很深的感触。
After serving the Lord so many years, I come to this realization.
我觉得在主回来之前，仇敌最大的诡计、最大的工作跟破坏是直接从家庭开始的。
So before the Lord returns, the biggest work and the scheme of the enemy is to start destruction from the family.
因为我们这个人这一生花最多的时间就是跟家人在一起，对不对？
Because in our lifetimes, we spend the most time with our family.
所以如果一个家已经被破坏了哈，
So if a family is destroyed,
你就发现你跟神的关系、你的生活、你的心情、你的健康、你各方面都被破坏。
Then you realize that your everything about yourself, your emotions and your health, everything will be destroyed.
然后你会发现今天这个世代整个世代的那种压力、试探、罪恶跟各方面的问题比从前的世代强太多了。
And yet, in this generation, people face much more stress, temptations, and pressure than any other generations before.
这个道德是快速的堕落。
And morality is declining such a rapid speed.
然后也没有一个世代像今天的这个世代人这么忙的。
And there's no generation like this generation were so busy.
也没有一个世代像今天这个世代人有这么多的压力要去面对。
And there's no other generation like this generation we have to face so much stress and pressure.
所以今天在圣经上男人的角色、女人的角色、孩子的角色、父亲的角色、丈夫妻子的角色，我们每一个角色，我们没有空去经营，没有空去长进。
Therefore, we have no time to cultivate and grow in such important roles as husbands, wives, mother, father, even children.
但是整个世代就在这里往下走哈。
But yet, the entire generation is just declining.
你看，我们最近这100年，或者最近50年，甚至最近这30年，婚姻被破坏的情形是。普遍性是远超过从前的。
Look at the past 100 years, 50 years, or even 30 years. This thing about destruction of marriage is phenomenal.
那所有做家庭讲座的人几乎都提到一个共同的点。
All the marriage experts mention one common point.
就是男人，你们到哪里去了
？So, men, where are you?
因为今天问题出在丈夫没有做好丈夫，爸爸没有做好爸爸。
Because the root cause of today's problems is that fathers are not good fathers and husbands are not good husbands.
我不是说妻子没有责任，妻子有很大的责任。
I'm not saying that wives do not have any responsibility.
但是家的建造在神的心中是以男人要负这个责任的。
But yet in God's eyes, men should bear the responsibility of building up a family.
所以你发现现在管教孩子这个要求孩子的常常是妈妈而不是爸爸。
So nowadays we see that mothers.Not fathers who are disciplining their children.
你看学校开 PTA 去的大部分都是妈妈。
If you go to PTA meetings, most parents are mothers.
讨论婚姻讲座参加的大部分是做太太的。
And most attendants of marriage seminars are wives.
啊，常常要求要家庭祭坛的常常都是姊妹们。
And usually it's the sisters in the house, the wives that are asking for family altars.
听说有一次在一个聚会里面，牧师传道人讲到男人的重要以后。
There was one meeting when the pastor was preaching about the importance of men.
他说我们现在请弟兄站在一家之主的地位，代表全家到前面来奉献。
And then the pastor asked that.Brothers, please come forward representing the head of your household and offer up your family.
他们的教会是很保守的，一半是弟兄，一半是姊妹。
That's a very conservative church, so that men and women are separately seated.
然后就发现几乎所有的弟兄都站起来，跨过走道去跟姊妹要钱。
And then you see that all the brothers will go through the aisle and then come to their wives to ask for money.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这好像是一个幽默哈。
So this seems like to be a joke.
但是你从另外一个角度看，我刚才所说的，今天的 PTA， 今天的婚姻讲座，今天要求家庭祭坛，今天管孩子要灵修。我不是说弟兄们都没做，我们教会算很好的，但是大部分都是姊妹们在做。
Even though that was a joke, but it has some truth to it, because nowadays it's the wives, the mothers that were asking for marriage counseling, for even go to PTAs or family altars.
因为我们可能
at our church, the situation is much better.
因为我们可能有太多的事情压在我们身上，让我们觉得这些东西现在没有空去做了。
Because we probably have so many things to take care of and so much stress that we don't think we have bandwidth to handle.
那圣经上特别说，盗贼来是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
But yet the scripture tells us that the thief comes to destroy, kill, and steal.
那整个仇敌攻击的中心其实是从家开始的。
So actually, the focus of the enemy's attack is family.
这是我讲到第三个、第四个。
So fourth.
那后现代文化就是让个人主义。或是自我中心这件事情更为强化跟普遍。
Because postmodernism actually emphasizes more on individualism and self-centeredness.
所以我们越来越自私，以自己的需要为主。
So we become more and more selfish that we only care about our own needs.
因为我们自己觉得我自己都活不出来，我自己都 handle 不了我自己，我怎么去管孩子，怎么去管妻子呢？
Because we're deceived to think that we cannot even handle ourselves. How can we care about our wives or children?
我自己还有这么多 unsatisfied needs. 我有这么多的需要，这么多的痛苦，谁来管我呢？我们没有空去管他们。
I have so much pain and so much suffering and so many needs unmet. How can I have any bandwidth to care about others?
今天孩子们对爸爸妈妈也是这样。
And the same thing about children to their parents.
你们真的想过爸爸妈妈关起门来流泪、痛苦、挣扎吗？
Have you ever thought about that? Your When your parents shut the door and weep for you.
你们今天早上已经跟爸爸说 Happy Father's Day 了吗？
How many of you have already said Happy Father's Day to your fathers?
你什么时候看到爸爸妈妈辛苦的时候、累的时候，曾经过来说谢谢你？
Have you ever gone to your father and say thank you when they look tired and weary?
如果有，我们感谢神，但是我们这个永远不学少的哈。
If we have done that, we thank the Lord, but we can never do.Too much.
但是你就发现我们忙到一个地步，我们自己都解决不了。
But you see that we're so busy to a point that we cannot even handle ourselves.
我们连给一个真实的笑容跟感谢的话都讲不出来了。
We cannot even give a genuine smile and say something thankful.
这个是不需要花钱的礼物，但是却是最好的礼物，但是我们都舍不得给，或是给不出来了。
These gifts are so precious and free, but yet we cannot even offer that.
孩子们给父母亲一个 hug， 谢谢他。
Children, give your parents a hug and thank them.
丈夫给妻子一个 hug， 谢谢他。
Husbands, give your wives a hug and thank them.
妻子给丈夫一个 hug， 谢谢他。你都不知道这些东西给对方带来的安慰跟喜乐是多大吗
？Wives, give your husband a hug and thank them. You don't know how much comfort these actions will bring to them.
而后现代文化就是让我们看见我们自己的需要，我们自己的困难，然后我们埋怨别人。
The postmodernism causes us to focus on our own needs and complain about others for our own suffering.
所以我们会常常觉得我的妻子如果顺服的话，那我一定爱她。
So we often think that only if my wife will submit to me, then I will love her.
那妻子就说，我的丈夫如果真的那么爱我的话，我一定顺服他。
And the wives will think, if my husband will love me very much, then of course I will submit to him.
然后就卡住了。
Then.They both got stuck there.
孩子们就觉得我的爸爸妈妈如果能够像那个爸爸，像 Steve Jobs 那么有钱，那么酷，我一定顺服他。
The children might think only if my father is as rich as Steve Jobs, then I will honor them.
为什么我们每一个人都会去羡慕别人
？We always envy others.
我们会不满意眼前我们自己的
，and we're not satisfied with what we have.
然后就带来了很多的伤害，有形无形的伤害。
And that brings about a lot of hurts.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天早上讲这些。信息实在是从发自肺腑心肠，希望我们大家一起来哈。
Today I really preach to you from the bottom of my heart, and we hope that we can all learn together.
因为我自己承认，我真的在这些角色上，这些年神越来越显明我的亏欠跟我的不足。
So all these recent years, the Lord keep revealing to me.That I have fallen short in these roles.
我上次跟儿子 one-on-one 的时候，我还跟他道歉，我说我不是一个好爸爸。
Last time when I had one-on-one with my son, I apologized to him for not being a good father.
我也跟念慈抱歉，说我真的不是一个好丈夫。
And I also apologized to my wife for not being a good husband.
然后我让很多弟兄姊妹误会，以为我是个好丈夫，以为是个好爸爸。
And I caused many brothers and sisters to misunderstand, thinking I'm a good father and a good husband.
那甚至可能很多人说，你如果能够像余弟兄就好了。
Even
给我增加很多麻烦。
I know some sisters even say to their husbands that only if you can be like brother you, that causes a lot of trouble.
我跟你说，要当余弟兄的儿子，要当余弟兄的太太，没有两把刷子不行的。
You know, let me tell you, it's not easy to be brother you's husband or brother you's.
我不是开玩笑，我是讲真的，真的很辛苦。
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
因为面对的压力，面对的挑战，然后别人的误会，都以为我很属灵。
And then because I face a lot of challenges.And people's misunderstanding, thinking I'm very spiritual.
但是我们这个人其实是在最近的人面前是最透明、最敞开、最直接的。
Actually, we're most direct and transparent to those who are close to us.
Same to you, 你们每一个人家人都是这样。
The same with your family.
你在外面得到很多的 reputation, 得到很多人的 praise, 得到很多人对你的 appreciation, 可是你发现你在家里面得不到。
You might feel that you get recognition, appreciation outside of your family, but you cannot get that in your family.
因为同样的，在你的家人面前，你有很多的软弱跟缺陷是别人看不到，只有家人看得到的。
Because only your family can see your shortcomings and your weaknesses that others cannot see outside.
所以我再说哈，今天 Father's Day 应该讲一点让大家爸爸们得安慰的话，但是其实我觉得我们一起来学习当好爸爸、好丈夫嘛。
So today. Supposedly, I should say something to comfort your father.
你当好好丈夫，基本上你就会是好爸爸。
But actually, let's all learn together to be good husbands. If you are a good husband, then naturally you can be a good father.
你不要想跳开说我不是好丈夫，但是我是个好爸爸，那是不可能的。
Please do not think that you can skip being a good husband and just jump to being a good father. That's not possible.
因为神给的家是一个完整的家啊。
Because God, what God wants is a whole family.
所以我今天希望我们是 back to the Bible, back to the beginning, 回到圣经，回到起初。
So today we want to go back to the beginning, go back to the Bible.
啊，所以我们每一次读以弗所书第五章的时候，我们常常犯的错就是替对方读圣经。
So whenever we read Ephesians chapter 5, we often make the mistake of reading the scripture for another person.
就连前天礼拜五我们在聚会的时候，在讲做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，那弟兄们还是会忍不住想讲同样的话。
So even last Friday, when we discussed the topic of husband, wives should submit to your husbands, then.Brothers naturally want to talk about.
就是姊妹们如果顺服的话，我们一定爱的嘛。
So the brothers will say, if only the wives would submit to.
尤其彼得前书，尤其彼得前书第三章讲到那个古代的妇人是以长久温柔安静的心为装饰，在神的眼中都看为宝贵。
Especially they will quote First Peter chapter 3 that ancient women they were.Deemed precious in God's eyes because they have this gentle and long-suffering spirit.
这个长久温柔安静的心为装饰哈，圣经上不仅仅讲到这个吸引神。
So this such spirit of quietness.Quiet and gentle and long-suffering spirit. Not only that is attractive to God.
他用一个形容叫做 unfading beauty, 就是永远不褪色的美丽哈。
That is even deemed as unfading beauty.
它超过任何化妆品的。
It surpasses all cosmetics.
所以我每次去带小组聚会的时候，问问题大家都安静不回答的。
So every time I go to visit a small group meeting, when I ask a question, no one will answer.
我那天对着我左边坐的那一排的弟兄，我说弟兄们，长久温柔安静的心。会不会是你最羡慕的妻子身上的这个美德
？So last Friday I asked a row of brothers that this spirit of quietness, gentle and long suffering, is it something that you long the most?
他们那一排一起大声的回答，都说是。
Everyone says yes.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的 design.
Because that is God's design.
你就发现人吃的智慧果、分别善恶树的果，到今天都还这么笨。
You see that after we have eaten the fruit of knowledge of good evil, and we're still so foolish.
因为神对男人的要求就是爱，对女人的要求就是顺服。
Because what God requires of men is to love, and requires women is to submit.
但是你看，我们读了几个博士学位，这个不懂。
But yet, after getting so many PhD degrees, that we still do not understand.
我们吃的智慧果，但是到今天都还这么笨，完全 against God's design.
Because we have eaten the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and today we're still so slow to understanding.
我今天本来要带个手电筒来的哈，但是实在是太忙了。我想我带一个手电筒来，手电筒全部各方面都 OK， 灯也会决定会亮的，手电筒也是好的。
Suppose I have a flashlight. I forgot to bring it this morning. That everything is functioning.
那我现在准备要把电池放进去。
And now I'm ready to put in the battery.
请问要灯能够亮有什么条件？
So let me ask you, what's the condition for the light to shine?
哎，你们后面的年轻人好不好
？How about young people?
你们喜欢动脑筋 ，Jack， 你回答我哈。我 battery 要放到这个 fresh light 里面，要让它真的可以亮，有什么条件
？So what is the requirement when I?
他叫什么？我是重听的。
他是那个正负极要放。
OK， 正负极次序要对。
So you have to put a positive and a negative sides correctly.
阿爸阿们
，Amen。
次序一定要对。
Yes. The order has to be.
弟兄是头，就是头。
So brother is the head, and he is the head.
姊妹要顺服，就是要顺服。
Sisters ought to submit, and you have to submit.
你不要说我是中国大陆来的，女人顶半边天，那是你家的事情。
Please do not rationalizing that I'm from China, so then I can cover half of the skies.
你不要说我是从阿拉伯国家来的，我可以有五个太太。
Or I came from Arab countries, I can have four wives.
那现在是回到圣经，回到神婚姻的 designer， 他怎么说
？So let's go back to the Bible, go back to the beginning, and then see what the designer of the marriage says.
OK， 除了这个还有没有别的条件
？Besides this, any other requirements？
有没有 ？Aaron。阿们到底是我儿子
Amen.
你从来没谢谢我你有这么好的 gene
You never thank me for good genes Yes, the battery has to be charged
两个重要的条件
So two important requirements
次序要对
First of all, you have to put in the right order
你们真的要有 power, 要有电
And then the battery has to be charged
所以我请弟兄姊妹注意弟兄们你就是要有电你就是要有爱
So brothers, you have to be charged. You have to love.
姊妹们，你就是得服在神的次序底下，不然这个灯不会亮。
And sisters, you have to submit to God's designed order.
Otherwise, 不然你的家不可能幸福的。
Otherwise, you will not have a happy marriage.
你可以等一下讲很多的理由，因为我今天没有要讲道理，我要 address 两个很明显的问题。
You might have a lot of reasons, but today, I want to mention two important things.
第一个就是我的先生不值得我顺服。
You might have many reasons. First of all, he's not worthy for my.
对不起，我讲错了。今天我是要讲丈夫爱妻子。第一个我要讲的就是你的太太不可爱。
Okay, sorry. Today's message is husbands love your wives. So you might rationalize and say, first of all, my wife is not lovely, not lovable.
她就是不顺服。
And she's not submissive.
圣经上说她比你软弱，圣经写错了。我比她软弱。
The scripture says she is a weaker vessel. Actually, the Bible is wrong. I'm actually weaker than her.
就像上个礼拜讲的那个恶妇一样，哈，得罪了太太，太太在枕头底下放把刀。
Just like last week, Brother Chen mentioned a testimony that husband and wife had a conflict, and that night, wife went to bed with a knife under the pillow.
我爱不来怎么办？
What if I just cannot love her?
那第二个
second reason
就是我各方面都比不上她。
that I'm not good in any way. I don't match up.
他教育程度比我高，他能力比我强，他薪水比我多，他在教会的恩赐能力比我好，他人际关系也都超过我，他什么都比我好。
What if she's better than me in every way? She's higher. She has higher education, higher salary. She has more friends, and then even more gifts.
我怎么当他的头？我怎么样子能够去用水借着道把他洗干净来成全他
？How can I be her head?How can I cleanse her and sanctify her by the washing of water by the word?
这两个问题，我相信这是我们很多弟兄们的问题。
I'm sure these are two common questions among brothers.
不是每个太太都像彼得前书说的长久温柔安静。
Because not every wife has the character of having a quiet and gentle spirit like 1 Peter 3.
有这样子的太太，你会爱她一点不稀奇，也没什么了不起。
So there's no wonder, no nothing special if you have such a wife and you love her.
不光你爱，别人可能也偷偷爱。
Not only that you will love your wife, maybe other men love your wife secretly too.
他至少人家羡慕你嘛。
At least people will envy you.
我记得于师母讲道的时候曾经讲过，他在神学院的教授。
I remember Pastor Nancy once.Says that there was a professor at seminary school.
他在形容他太太的时候
，when he described his wife，
他说他的太太把让我爱她变得是一件这么容易、这么自然的一件事情。
He says that my wife make it so easy for me to love her.
那真的是这个弟兄的福分哈。
And that's such a blessing for the brother.
但是我们更要感谢神，还好我们的太太都不是这么容易的事情啊。
But then we have to thank God that.Our wives did not make it so easy for us.
所以我们会被主在今生有更多的生命要改变我们。
Therefore, we are given so much more chance to go through life transformation.
我们一起再回到圣经来，赶快读一下啊！
Let's go back to the Bible.
以弗所书第五章二十五节到三十节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 30.
那我也希望姊妹们不要替弟兄听到啊。
I hope that sisters will not listen to the sermon on behalf of your husbands.
你要真的为你的家真正的祷告，帮助你的弟兄。
But pray for your family and help your brothers.
神造你是要帮助他，不是要绑住他。
Because God has created you to help him, not to bind him.
让他成为真正的丈夫，真正神心目中合神心意的父亲。
So that he will become a true husband and a father after God's own heart.
你在神家成为真正合神心意的大丈夫。
And that he will be a real.Vessel in God's house.
好，我们请读二十五节。
Let's read together.
开始，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。父亲，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，保养顾惜，正像基督带教会一样。因我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指的基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重自己丈夫。好，我们请读彼得前书第三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7。
你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住，因他比你软弱，应知恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。那你发现当我们这样子爱妻子的时候，
Notice that as we love our wives,
我们一起在主的面前承受生命之恩，
and together we will inherit the grace of life.
神要大大的祝福我们，
God will greatly bless us.
第二件事情，叫我们的祷告没有阻碍，
then our prayers will not be hindered.
好像神把一个 wild card 交给我们，
as if God has given us a wild card.
你看我们可以为自己、为自己的家、为神家求多少的祝福。
See how much we can pray for ourselves, our family, and our
God.千万不要小看一个健康的家在神面前所能带下来的祝福和影响力。
Please do not neglect how much blessing a healthy family can bring to God's house.
绝对不是只是为了你个人能够公主跟王子快快乐乐的过一生而已。
So the goal is not just so that husband and wife can live happily thereafter. thereafter.
神能够把他的生命之恩大大的浇灌你们，而且借着你们流露给别人。
Because God can greatly pour down the grace of life on your family and bless others through your family.
而且让我们的祷告没有阻碍啊。
And your prayers will not be hindered.
这是太大的祝福。
It's such a great blessing.
所以我们现在回到圣经里面，我说到神是婚姻的设计者。
Now let's go back to the Bible because God is the designer of marriage.
他定了婚姻的次序。
Because he has designed the order in the family.
他定了婚姻的这个性质本质。
And he has designed the nature of a marriage.
但因为我们今天讲丈夫要爱你们的妻子啊。
Today, our message is husbands to love your wife.
所以我们在这里特别看怎么样子做丈夫的能够好好的爱我们的妻子。
So we want to see how husbands can love your wives.
主耶稣保罗在这里给我们提到三件事情。
Paul has mentioned three things.
这三个点里面都有一个字叫做正如、照样或是正向，就是完全要 copy Jesus， 要效法他。
So in all three points, Paul says, just as Christ, just as Christ. Therefore, he wants us to imitate Christ.
好，所以在这里讲到的第一件事情。
So first thing.
他讲要舍己，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
所以我们要先看看主耶稣是怎样对待教会。
So first of all, we want to see how Christ treats church.
所以主耶稣是怎样对待我们这个满身是斑点、满身是皱纹、满身污秽的教会？基督是怎样对待他
？See how Christ treats church that is full of blemish spots and all the weaknesses.
然后圣经上说就要。正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，就是要叫我们效法他。
Then Paul says, husbands ought to imitate Christ as Christ treats the church.
然后第二件事情，我们自己是怎么样子经历基督来改变我，改变我这个人，改变我这个人的败坏。
The second thing is how that we can through Christ be transformed.
我怎么样子经历到他这样子一再的接纳，一再的宽恕，一再的在我的身上有长久忍耐。
That how we can experience his acceptance, his long suffering toward us, and his forgiveness.
我才能够用他的爱去爱我的妻子。
Then we can use such love to love our wives.
在这里圣经上告诉我们做丈夫的第一件事情效法基督的舍己。
So the scripture tells us the first thing husbands ought to do is to lay down yourselves just like Christ.
婚姻里面最大的杀手就是己。
The greatest killer in the marriage is self.
我就是刚刚一开始就已经讲了。
As I mentioned at the beginning of the message.
很多时候我们这个人的自私是我们自己不知道的。
Oftentimes we're not aware of our selfishness.
我们的自我中心很多的时候是我们自己不知道的。
Oftentimes we are not aware of our self-centeredness.
而等到事情发生的时候
，until something bad happens，
我们才知道原来我是这么自私。
Then we realize how selfish we are.
我刚才讲过了，我婚姻的前二十多年。我非常满意于我各方面的角色。
As I mentioned, the first 20 years of my marriage, I was very satisfied with the roles that I played.
最近这么多年，当自己面对的压力被神显明的情形越来越多的时候，才发现啊，主耶稣真的需要你这个救主。
And then in the recent years, as I encountered more and more pressure and challenges and more of myself is being exposed. Then I realize how much I need the Savior.
当你需要碰到舍己的时候，你才发现，哎呀，我这个人这么爱自己。
As we need to lay down ourselves, then we realize how much we love ourselves.
像我跟于师母，我自己就觉得，我自己原来已经觉得我很有爱了，很舍己了哈。
I used to think that I was very sacrificial, and then I had a lot of love.
等到真正碰到代价、碰到困难的时候，我才知道，他仍然继续舍己，但是我却跟不上去了。
But then as we encounter challenges and difficulties, then I see my wife continue to lay down herself, but I could not do that.
一个很明显的例子就是孩子做错事的时候。
A very obvious example is when our children make mistakes.
或是在教会里面发现有破口漏洞，同工们没有好好做，或是同工们做错事的时候。
Or when we discover our coworkers make mistakes at church.
你就发现我们为了保什么？保全关系好，其实是保留面子，不要去伤到别人。
So sometimes we, in order to preserve the relationship and then not to harm people,
我们就不够 care enough to confront.
So we dare not to confront. We dare not to care enough to confront.
我们的爱不够
，because our love was not enough.
我们的自爱太多。
Our self-love is too much.
所以我们不敢直接去面对这个困难需要解决的东西。
朋友。你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。 我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。